soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Blessings to all who are listening. Many, many years ago, 35, 36, I was sitting and reading one of the Infinite Way books, and it came time to go in and go to sleep. So I put the book on the shelf and brushed my teeth and got ready for bed. Climbed under the covers, put my head on the pillow, and started to fall asleep. But before I was asleep, I was in that in-between place, not asleep yet, not awake. And I heard a voice which said to me, God needs no prayer. God already is. Man needs prayer in order to let God is. And of course it startled me awake. And I got up and walked out to the living room and searched around and found a piece of paper and wrote it down before I could forget it. And spent time over the next weeks, months, and years meditating on that, which is in my book, Steps to Mystical Experience, back in the back of the book under the section called Petals. In fact, each one of those things came to me in a meditation. But today we're going to talk about just that one. God needs no prayer. God already is. Man needs prayer in order to let God is. While that may not sound profound to you, I guarantee you, at that time when I received that, that was the answer to many, many questions. The main question was, why doesn't prayer work? And the contemplation, the meditation, was about the nature of prayer. And that was the answer that came to me. What does it mean, God needs no prayer? I'm telling you right now something that is so startling that it may never have occurred to you before. And that is, prayer has nothing to do with God. Do not go to God with your prayers. What in the world could that mean? That is the message I received yesterday. Do not go to God with your prayers. Actually, I wrote it down. The message I received was, do not pray to God. That's going to be the title of this talk. Do not pray to God. Now, isn't that strange? Isn't that just very, very strange? Over the centuries, over the thousands of years that religions have been on earth, we have been taught to pray to God. Now, I'm not familiar with all religions, but I know that the Buddhists have a prayer wheel. I know that the Catholics have a rosary. I know that the Muslims have prayer 5 times a day. And I know that the Jewish people go to temple and pray. I know that the average person prays to God, prays up to God. And of course they say that there are no atheists in the foxhole, because there everyone is praying to God. And yet, this I received yesterday in my meditation. Do not pray to God. And all those many, many years ago, I received, God needs no prayer. Does this not really cause you to stop and ponder? What then is prayer? I'm sure if any of you have ever had a religious life where you attend church or temple or mosque, that you are familiar with having the experience where the preacher says, bow your heads now. We're going to pray to God. All of us have been conditioned to pray to God. Was it Paul that said, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss? I have received many requests in the past few days for help with various problems. And so I have been asking, turning within and asking, why are these people's prayers not being answered? And I did a little research, and I discovered that it is because people pray to God. Isn't that strange? That is just a strange and funny kind of thing, isn't it? People pray to God. And yet, from within my being, I receive from Christ, do not pray to God. And God needs no prayer. Then my concept of prayer must be erroneous. Our concept of prayer must be erroneous if we are still praying to God. And some of us, after many years of studying the infinite way. And yet, there is a principle here. And that principle is the nature of prayer. What is it? Every time that I, in my humanhood, turn to God and pray as the natural man prays, God, please, please, you know I need this. I have to have this money by the 12th. I have to have this by the 1st of the month. God, please. He's suffering. She's suffering. Even what appears to be a selfless prayer, even when you look at your children and say something like, God, please, let me suffer this instead of him or her. none of these prayers are effective. They do not bring results. I am assuming, of course, that we want to know how to pray, that we want results. We want harmony, peace, love, abundance, fulfillment. We want to find our niche in life. We want to have, well, a good life, a harmonious life, peaceful life. And if that's you, if that's what you want, then we had better learn how to pray. What prayer is. And so we can start with the principle that prayer is not going to God. God has nothing to do with prayer. That means turning to God and saying, God, this or that. You might as well write it down. That's not prayer. If we really believe that God is omniscient, all-knowing, that God knew enough to put the sun the exact amount of light years away that it needed to be so that we could exist, not too close where we'd burn up, not too far where we'd freeze, but just right. The intelligence that can calculate that surely knows what my little picayune-ish needs are. Well, if I believe that God is omniscient and knows my needs, and if I believe that God is love, then why is he not providing him? Where is he? We need to be honest with ourselves about this. I either know and understand and trust that God is omniscient, or something is wrong. I'm not reaching God. My prayers are not reaching God. Then there is the truth that God is omnipresent. Present everywhere, closer than breathing, nearer than hands and feet, the poet says. The poet says that. But do I know this? If I really believe that God is omnipresent right here, then all that God is omnipresent right here. All that God has is omnipresent right here. Where is it? Is it hiding? How come I'm not experiencing it? And it is because my prayers are not prayers. They're not prayers at all. Beseeching, begging, pleading, asking, praying. I pray thee, God, please grant me this boon. And nothing happens. Yet we are conditioned to believe that that's prayer. That is not prayer. Get that once and for all. Every time your thought moves in that direction, you have left the realm of prayer. When your mouth says those words, you're not praying. You're maybe doing some wishful thinking or some begging to a concept, but you're not praying. That is not prayer. Because we are told, do not pray to God. And so in praying, I'm not even supposed to bring God into it. God has nothing to do with it. Wow. Well, then what is prayer? We are told by the Master that prayer is not repetitions. And so, if I feel that by walking around and holding one thought all the time, God is good, 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 God is good. Some people believe that that is prayer. But my experience with hundreds of people, and my experience in my own life, is when this is first attempted, it works, and then after a period of time, it stops working. So this cannot be prayer either. This is affirmations and denials, and trying to use my mind to create something. If I hold to the thought that God is my supply, and I repeat it 300 times a day, and think it, and think it, and think it, maybe I can materialize a few dollars by the first when I need them. This is not prayer. This is mental manipulation. Even if I succeed in manifesting a few dollars, it won't work forever. I'll reach the place where it stops working. This holding to certain thoughts and this repetitions, this is not prayer. And yet in that statement that came to me those 35, 36 years ago, God needs no prayer. God already is. Man needs prayer in order to let God is. Lies the answer to what real prayer is. If I really believe that God is omnipotent, all power, and God is maintaining and sustaining itself, its life, eternally, how in the world can I believe that I can influence God but what I think or say or do? Imagine an ant crawling around on the beach, and within 2 feet of that ant sits a nuclear bomb, and the seconds are counting down, and it ignites. It explodes, and there's a nuclear explosion, an atomic bomb. What effect are that ant's requests going to have on that bomb? That's kind of the size of the human mind up against omnipotence. How can you possibly believe that you can influence God and move God even 1 inch? You see, it's our concepts over these centuries, it's our concepts of prayer that have been erroneous. That is why we haven't had any results. And we can have mystical experiences, a feeling of oneness with God, and still not know how to pray. Did you know that? Did you know we can have a spiritual experience and not know how to pray? That is why we are told that mystics can die of cancer, that mystics can have all sorts of diseases. Mystics can live in abject poverty. Just because you are a mystic does not mean you know how to pray. there have been many, and I know some, that have accidentally had mystical experiences. Yet they are living a totally human life because they never learned how to pray. And they are living a life of lack and limitation, of disease, of unemployment, separation from those they love, loneliness, chaos. So it's vitally important that we learn what prayer is. And the starting place is that we do not pray to God. So we're going to have to come up with a way to pray that has nothing to do with going to God. And in the secret, in the message that was given to me all those years ago, is the secret. God needs no prayer. God already is. God is ising, eternally, immortally, forever and ever, ever and ever. God is ising. All that God is ising now. God is being all that God can be, forever and ever. And so God doesn't need my prayer to function. Nor does God need my prayer to function correctly, or harmoniously, or peacefully, or lovingly. In fact, God doesn't need my prayer, period. So God needs no prayer. God already is. But man needs prayer in order to let God is. It's me that needs prayer in order to let God is. I need prayer in order to get myself out of the way. I need prayer in order to get my concepts out of the way. I need prayer in order to get my false beliefs out of the way. I need prayer in order to get my thoughts out of the way, my requests out of the way, my wishes out of the way, my desires out of the way. I need prayer in order to get all of me out of the way, and in the stillness that remains, become aware of God ising. And here's the entire statement I received yesterday. Do not pray to God. Know the truth about the truth. Rehearse truth within yourself. And then rest in this word. Awareness expands. God is. We see a stone cut out of the mountain without hands. And here's what that means. Here is exactly what prayer is. And if you want results, that is a harmonious life, an abundant life, a peaceful life, a healthy life. If you want results, here is what prayer is. We have established what prayer is not. Now know what prayer is. The very first thing that I do is I recognize whatever the problem is, lack, limitation, illness, loneliness, depression, fear, whatever the problem is, unemployment, a national catastrophe, whatever the problem is, before I close my eyes, I recognize that it's not something out here. That is a mental image, and it has no power out here. Oh, it can make all kinds of noise in here, in the mind, but God never made it. Otherwise, it would be eternal, and we all know that they pass from day to day, they change. And so this is a mental image, and I'm not going to work on it. God never made it, and it is a nothingness. And I'm going to set it right down here on the carpet and close my eyes and pray. And then I close my eyes. I get still, and I take, well, if some truth doesn't come to me on its own, I take one. God is here. My true self is here. I and the Father are one. All that God is, I am. All that God has is mine. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Thy grace is my sufficiency. I, in the midst of thee, am that grace. I, in the midst of thee, am grace appearing. Be still and know this grace. Be still and know that I, in the midst of thee, am God. I will never, ever leave thee. I will never forsake thee. I have come that you might have life, my life abundantly. I am the way. Rest in me. I am the truth. Rest in me. I am the life. Rest back in me. And now I rest in this word. In this resting back, consciousness all by itself expands. And in that expansion, I become aware of a living presence. I feel it. I sense it. It imparts a message to me. There's a release. Something happens. And that something happens all by itself. It, consciousness, all by itself expands. And that awareness is prayer. That is prayer. And so, you don't pray. We're told that the Spirit makes intercession. And this is true. Consciousness expands. Consciousness prays. You don't pray. And in that expansion comes the awareness that God is. And you stay in that awareness for as long as you feel that peace, And when you open your eyes again, the picture out here has been transformed in a way ye know not of. Now you have not even covered, you have not gone to God with your request for supply. You have not gone to God with your request for help. You have not gone to God with your request for companionship. You have not tried to practice spiritual principles to get supply to come to you. You have not tried to practice spiritual principles to effect a healing. You have not tried to practice spiritual principles to draw companionship out of the universe. You have not tried to use truth. You have not tried to use God. You have not tried to beg or beseech. God has had nothing to do with your prayer, because God is ising. And so you can leave God out of your prayer. Do not pray to God. From this time forward, do not pray to God. I know it'll feel a little peculiar because you are not to pray at all. You are to know the truth about the truth. You are to rehearse that truth within yourself. But that is not praying. That is only so that you can reach a state of being still. That's not prayer. That is not prayer. That is only preparation. That's your job. You have to do the preparation. So, do not pray to God. We're dropping that out of our vocabulary. We do know the truth about the truth. We rehearse the truth within ourselves so that we may become quiet, calm, listening. And when we reach enough of a state of peace, we are done with our preparation. We rest in the Word. And then prayer happens within our being. Awareness expands, and we become aware of God ising. And as we sit there and awareness expands all by itself, we witness a stone cut out of the mountain without hands. Without hands. This is a brand new concept, no, not concept, a brand new way to pray, because this is an action. This is a brand new way to pray. In short, I am telling you, do not go to God. Do not pray to God. And furthermore, you have not, cannot, and will never pray. I am telling you that no human being can ever pray. Your job is to know the truth, to recognize that the problem is a mental image, and you're not working on it. Just for this moment, you're setting it aside. Your job is to know the truth within your being, to reach a state of rest in which consciousness all by itself, spirit, does the praying. It expands. It senses, it feels, it knows the truth of being. And you, as a witness, as a beholder, watched the stone cut out of the mountain without hands. At no time do you go to God when you are praying. At no time do you ask anything of God. Because from now on, you are not going to pray. You're going to be a beholder. Behold, I, consciousness, shall make all things new. Not you grabbing these metaphysical truths and throwing them at the problem. Not you begging and beseeching. Not you at all. Prayer is going within, knowing the truth enough to where you can relax and be still, and then resting in the Word and doing nothing else whatsoever. Stand still and see your consciousness expand. Stand still and behold Spirit praying. Stand still and see the salvation of Christ consciousness. And when you open your eyes, you are aware that God is. And you see it as a tangible answer to your need fulfilled. No directing it, no trying to channel it, no trying to funnel it, no hurling or throwing metaphysical truth at it. No words directed to God somewhere. No thoughts thrown up like incense to the throne of God. No. No. That has nothing to do with prayer. You cannot pray. But you can be a witness, a beholder, as the Spirit makes intercession, as your consciousness expands, as you become the living awareness of God ising. And so, one more time, do not pray to God. Know the truth. Rehearse the truth within yourself. Rest in the Word, awareness expands, and God is. You witness the stone cut out of the mountain without hands, without any effort whatsoever. And you do not know what your need is. But when you watch this stone cut out of the mountain without hands, your real need will be fulfilled. Daily practice of this you will watch God is. You will see it appear as the harmony of your life, the health of your countenance, the companionship, the supply, the harmonious relationships, the synchronicity of being in the right place at the right time. God needs no prayer. God already is. Man needs prayer in order to become still enough to watch real prayer consciousness expands and the awareness that God is. We see we have countless centuries of conditioning to come out from under. Lifetime after lifetime. And we do this through the practice of real prayer. Perhaps a better way would be to say we do this through the practice of preparation where prayer can happen. That part of you which is the witness, the watcher of this consciousness expanding, that part of you is your mind. That part of you which is the consciousness expanding is your consciousness. The mouth of man, the mind of man, cannot pray. True prayer is consciousness expanding and taking awareness to the point of infinity. This experience, and this alone, is prayer. But this experience will transform your entire being. First, your mind, in that it becomes aware of infinity. Then, in turn, your outer experience as your mind, the awareness of infinity, pours forth as an infinite you, an infinite abundance, an infinite presence, an infinite body, an infinite wisdom, an infinite supply. This is what prayer is. The outside must become the inside, and the inside, the outside, said St. Thomas, quoting Christ Jesus. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss. We see that now. And so if you are having ongoing problems that don't seem to budge, well, you know what you must do. And that is, give up all these ancient beliefs about prayer. Enter the inner sanctuary of your being and do this. Have this preparation. Let the soul of you become receptive to the Spirit of the Living God. And that Spirit, in the act of prayer, comes the Immaculate Conception, and your Christ identity is born, and walks this earth . This is answered prayer. Prayer never was for substance to show up by the first of the month. That's a very limited human concept, isn't it? Prayer is an inner marriage between your soul and the Spirit of the Living God. And in this communion, in this common union, behold, you are with child, and his name shall be called Wonderful. And Christ is born in you, in the manger of your mind. And Christ walks again on this earth. This is the second coming. Only now we understand it's not really a second coming. It's just that instead of watching it happen to someone else, you are so blessed that the experience has come to you. I stand at the door and knock. Will you open the door? Will the soul of you allow spirit to penetrate you so that Christ may be born? This is prayer. No, do not go to God. Do not pray to God. Make the preparations, for the bridegroom cometh. If you hear these words and doeth them, you shall see miracle after miracle appearing in your life, as your life. And those that come to you, that enter your consciousness, will partake of the same awareness. You shall be a fisher of men. And here and there, they will come. And you will share with them on the level that they can receive, until you gently bring them to the place where they too can recognize Christ. has come again and lives and is standing before them and is dwelling within them. This is the way of prayer. Practice this until you have the inner experience again and again of watching being a witness, being a beholder as consciousness expands. Spirit prays, and the Lord is your salvation. Behold, I come quickly.